Julia.
Justin. Nick.
No kids.
And Dunkin's Donuts.
Right here.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
Right now. Is that okay?
Hello and welcome to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from traditional unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, BC, Canada. And that was a song by the band Gigi, featuring Nick Kurgovich and Colin Stewart of The Hive and a panoply of talented Vancouver musicians. Came out 2010, I think, and really one of the best records in Vancouver music recent past. It really it knocks my socks off every time I listen to it. along with ADB and other people here. Lots of people love that record. And that was the song The 100th Time. And I played it in part because it's the 600th time I've done this show, or the 600th time I've podcasted it. So we're up to at least 600 episodes. I'm just going to call it episode 600. So that's pretty cool. It's not 20 years. I haven't done what Chris Horrific and Parts Unknown have done, and Nardwar has been on the air since 1948, I think. But 600 episodes, pretty good. And to commemorate this special occasion, going to have some pals call in from across the country. So David Barkley, you may know from bands like The Diskettes and Endless Bummer and The Parka 3. He has a new band called Positive Body Language with his partner Ali. And so they're going to be calling in to do a performance in about 10 minutes. It wasn't clear that they're going to be able to do this because Ali is past her due date for having a baby. We are in that I don't want to call it red zone, but we're in the zone where a baby could arrive at any moment. So big congrats to her and David on that. And they just survived a hurricane. I don't think Halifax was too badly affected. Well, it was, but not like the Bahamas for sure. But hurricane last weekend, baby coming any minute. I didn't know if they'd be able to do it, and they're available, so they're standing by, and we'll get them on the air real quick. But before that, I wanted to play a song by Daniel Johnston. Daniel Johnston died yesterday in Austin, Texas. He was 58, and just a towering figure of underground pop, DIY rock, all that stuff. And so I wanted to play a song to sort of commemorate his life. We're going to listen to the song Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Your Grievances. This is from his record Yip Jump Music, and it's one of many classics that he has given us. So rest in peace, Daniel Johnston.
Do yourself a favor. Become came in on the red eye to Dallas, Fort Worth, all the way from sunny Taipei. Skin the color of a walnut shell and a baseball cap, holding down her black hair, and she came here after midnight. The hot weather made her feel right at home. Come on in. We haven't slept for weeks. Drink some of this. It'll put color in your cheeks. He drove in from Mexicali. No worse for wear. Money to burn. Time to kill. But 5 minutes looking in his eyes, and we all knew he was broken pretty bad. So we gave him what we had. We cleared a space for him to sleep in, and we let the silence that's our trademark make its presence felt. Come on in. We haven't slept for weeks. Drink some of this. It'll put color in your cheeks. Dozens walking or crawling, some were bright eyed, some were dead on their feet, and they came from Zimbabwe or from Soviet Georgia, East St. Louis, or from Paris, or they lived across the street. But they came, and when they'd finally made it here, it was the least that we could do to make our welcome clear. Come on in. We haven't slept for weeks. Drink some of this. This'll put color in your cheeks.
Right, that was the band New Fries from Toronto, from a mixtape put out by Debaser, which is a collectively run space in Ottawa. That was from the mixtape called Mood Ring, the song Hurricanes Be. I'll get back to that in a second. Before that, we heard the Mountain Goats from the 2002 album All Hail West Texas. That was the song Color in Your Cheeks. And at the top, from 1983, that was Daniel Johnston with the song Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Your Grievances. Now, Hurricanes B, tie-in to the people that I'm about to invite onto the air. They live in Halifax. and they just got through a hurricane, and they're about to be hit by a parental hurricane when they become parents very soon. And it's my tremendous pleasure to welcome David and Allie from Positive Body Language onto the CITR airwaves. Hello, David.
Hello.
Hello, Allie.
Hi.
How's it going over there?
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to take it away, and then we can chat a little bit after?
Okay. Well, 600 episodes, eh?
Yeah, it's been a long, strange trip.
Pretty impressive.
I got this.
I hear you go good or something after 10,000 hours, so you only have, 9,400 episodes to go.
I'll get there, I'm sure of it.
Okay, well, we were talking about language, and we're going to just sing some very simple songs for you. And thank you in advance. That's all I can really say about that. Thank you in advance.
Come on.
But we'll leave that up to your listeners' imagination for now.
Okay. Positive body language.
That's us, yeah.
I didn't like that set. I loved it. That was amazing. Thank you so much for calling in.
Well, thank you for having us, and thank you for 600 great archived episodes.
Yeah, the podcasts are up there.
If you want to catch up, you can catch up.
David, Ali, thank you so much. How are things in Halifax? You getting all your trees back upright and pruning the garden and getting everything back in working order?
Yeah, I mean, our house, luckily none of the giant trees around it fell down on us, but the city is slowly cutting down the trees and the crane, more importantly, that fell over.
Nice.
And I'm actually supposed to be having a baby today.
Today? Is your due date today?
It is today, but...
Wow. Well,
baby hasn't come yet.
Thank you, baby, for holding for one more day so that you could call in and do this. I
That's
very
right.
much appreciate
we're,
it.
We're full-grown adults doing this.
Hard to imagine.
Really dedicated.
And speaking of storms, there's another important storm in Halifax these days called Radstorm that's holding a big fundraiser. David, you're part of you help out with Radstorm, and you're part of this fundraising effort.
Yeah, just a little bit. As you, I'm sure, mentioned often on your show, there's many community-run spaces all around the world, North America, Canada. And we have one in Halifax called Radstorm that we're trying to make basically a permanent thing by buying the building.
Yeah, that's so sweet.
A real reality here in the Maritimes.
Yeah.
So if you're sick of housing prices, I invite you to come to Halifax where life is good.
Yeah. And in the meantime, you could also pitch in to help Radstorm with their fundraiser.
Yeah, in the meantime, we're trying to raise 50 Gs.
Yeah.
Sounds like a lot. But once we get that going, then we're going to buy the building. And it's already, you know, an operational place. We have lots of shows there. We've had many Vancouver bands throughout the years hosted them there. So, yeah, it's great. It's like a concert place, but also we do screen printing. There's also a kiln for pottery. And we have lots of other workshops and
jam space.
Like a basically pay what you can jam space with gear. Yeah, tons of stuff.
And I think it's online, the fundraiser.
It's all online. Fundraiser.com.
Yeah, it's like R A Z R. It's like like the Motorola phone.
like MGMT.
And I didn't realize this until now. We're a direct competition. You have a radio show on right now in Halifax on CKDU in your kind
That's
of
right.
your other world as a oceanographer and science communicator.
Yeah, it's my day job podcast. I would like to actually syndicate it to someone there at CITR, so let them know.
Heck yeah. I will. I'll make some calls. I'll see what we can do. But yeah, that looks really cool. I was listening to the trailer, and it is very charming, and featuring Vancouver musician Lee Rosevere in the opening credits there.
That's right. I think our producer found that at some sort of free, you know, licensed free
he
music.
He is very prolific on the Free Music Archive, so that's why.
But yeah, it's called Biographies. It's a podcast. I don't know. It's like originally the idea was that we would talk to professors about anything but research, but the dean was like, no, you got to talk about research. So it's half not about research, half about research.
Research can still be fun. It works out. Yeah. So positive body language, you recently performed at Sappy Fest. How did things go? How was Sappy this year?
Well, every year. Sappy's great.
It's another great year at Sappy.
I know. So jealous.
Our set was so much fun.
Do you know who I loved seeing? Vancouver band, Apollo Ghost.
Yes, back together, traveling the country with Julie Dwarin, and then ending up in Sackville. Very cool.
Yeah, we actually had a little... we had at the show at Sappy, we had the sample of, we had a couple samples of our good friend there, Adrian, saying some inspirational things you go through.
Awesome.
Anyway, they have a great live show. So if for some reason anyone hasn't seen them, in Vancouver. I highly recommend it.
Yeah. He's doing a solo show on Sunday with this band, The Burning Hell. Have you heard of them? From Toronto, I think?
No. They're actually from the great island of PEI.
Oh, pardon me.
They used to be based in St. John's, Newfoundland.
Really? So, there you go.
Not a Toronto band at all.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I appreciate the correction.
No, but now they live in PEI.
Really?
That's wild. Yeah. Charlottetown, in Charlottetown?
No, they live like outside of Charlottetown.
They have a farm?
They have a farm.
Wow. Well, they're playing at Redgate on Sunday night, so with Adrian Teacher. So you get just so much value for your money. all right. Well, you folks probably have some stuff to do, so I will let you go. But thanks so much for calling in. I really appreciated that. It was a real treat on this 600th episode of Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay. Well, thank you, and we'll see you at 1200.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Duncan.
All right. Oh, we'll talk soon. Okay. Bye. All right. We were talking about Adrian Teacher, and so we're going to listen to his previous band called Cool, and a slight connection. This is from a split 7-inch he did with Sackville band Weird Lines, a Sappy Fest only single called You Dance Positive. So thanks to Positive Body Language, here is some You Dance Positive. Hey, are you still there? Oh.
Hello. Yes. Who may I ask is speaking?
Good evening. This is Dr. Duncan.
Oh, hello, doctor.
The test results have returned from the lab.
Should I be worried? What were the results?
As you know, you have been under my observation for 6 months. The condition you suffer from significantly interferes with your ability to remain motionless. I recommend you listen to music each day. Good music. Drink plenty of water. Feel the groove. I mean, really feel it. I also urge you to dance wherever possible. This accommodation is necessary to ameliorate your condition.
But what does the test result actually mean, Dr. Duncan?
It means you are dance positive. Dance positive. Dance positive.
Ahoy, ahoy.
Ahoy, mateys. Feeling lost at sea? Well, don't fret. From September the 16th to the 20th, CITR is running Degree Navigator to get you acquainted with some great local bands. Get your timbers shivered at the station every day at 12 p.m. with Vancouver's most trusty stars. On Monday is Nice Apple, Tuesday, Christina Sheldon, Wednesday, Parlor Panther, Thursday, Harley Small, and Friday, Psy. Come by to get your sea legs in the vast ocean of local music. The booty will be bountiful if you consider new knowledge about what's happening off campus booty. Now the patriarchy is dead, and we killed it. If you identify as a woman, femme, trans, or non-binary, CITR wants you on the air. You can talk about literally whatever you want as long as you care about it. No worries if you have no experience, we'll train you in everything you need to know. Come by CITR and say hi.
Hey. Hi. Hello.
From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday to help us never play Led Zeppelin on CITR 101.9 FM ever again.
left here receiving all the information slow. Just then the light inside your head begins to glow.
From their new album entitled Talk to the Past, that was the song Dracula from Regen. Before that, we heard Strap from their self-titled forthcoming album. They were formerly known as Ace Martins, but Ace is still in the band. He's just decided to turn it into a band name, Strap. And that was the song Tears in Her Eyes. Both of those bands playing at the Toast Collective tomorrow night, along with the band Willow, to celebrate Regen's releasing their album. Congrats, Regen. And at the top there, we heard Cool, which became Cool TV, which is done now because Apollo Ghosts are back, so that's a good thing. You don't have to feel sad about that. And that was from the Cool Weird Line Sappy Fest split 7-inch from a few years back, and that was the song You Dance Positive. Another show happening at the Toast the next night. It's called A Back to School Special, and it's featuring the band Debt. Let's see, who else is here? Debt Mulch. I've never heard of Mulch, so I'm excited for that. And Be Afraid. And headlining is What? Tracy Vath and a gang of merry musicians. Sort of Love Cuts, but with Lorraine Smith on drums, which is good. So we're going to hear one of their songs. It's called Hazardous Conditions. It's from a demo that they released, and they have recorded a new album. So look out for that in the coming months. I can't wait. What are one of my favorite local bands right now? So definitely try to get down to the toast this Saturday night. Here is what.
Broken Pencil, CITR 101.9 FM, and Discorder Magazine are proud to present
Cannes Zine Vancouver, the city's giant zine fair and festival of underground printed arts.
Celebrating zines, comics, and works of weirdness.
Over 300 on display and for sale.
You won't find this stuff anywhere else, ever.
Only at Cannes Zine, September 21st, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Central Branch of the Vancouver Public Library.
It's free, and all are welcome.
For complete festival lineup, visit cannzine.ca.
Tune in to Too Dreamy, Fridays from 1 to 2 p.m. on CITR, featuring music from local female and non-binary musicians and some sweet bedroom pop tunes.
my eyes and open up my laptop. I see peace in the Middle East flash across my browser. I see America sign a treaty. I see Mario and Luigi finally defeated Bowser. And I say, holy shit, Ariel, wake up and check this out. Ringo was right, it's all peace and love now. Love and peace, and she said, you're dreaming, you're just dreaming. Go back to sleep.
They took it out, not planning to bring it back.
All right, so that was the band Psy from their album Images, the song Pretty Furious. And you will be furious with yourself if you don't check them out as a part of the Degree Navigator series happening next week. So here on campus at noon every day, here at CITR, there's going to be a band playing. And the lineup is great. they've got Nice Apple on Monday, who we heard at the top there, Christina Sheldon on Tuesday, Parlor Panther on Wednesday, Harley Small, whom I'll be hosting hosting and interviewing on Thursday, and then Psy playing on Friday. So that's a great week. Make sure to make it down to the station on noon for a free live performance. So good. Before that, we heard Portland's Black Belt Eagle Scout from their brand new album, At the Party with My Brown Friends. That was the song, Run It to Ya. Hopefully, they'll make their way up here soon. They're on tour a bunch, but I don't think they're even playing Bellingham. I think Seattle is as far north as they're coming. But hopefully we will be a tour date soon. Before that, we heard Nice Apple from the cassette. This time, Nice Apple is auto-cathecting. The song's Sculpt Edit. And they're going to be playing with the band that we heard before that, The Burning Hell. That we talked about that before. They're from PEI. Can't believe I didn't know that. So Burning Hell is playing with Nice Apple, Mega Mall, and Adrian Teacher. What a bill on Sunday night at Redgate. That is great. That is going to be a fun Sunday. Yes. So we heard the song No Peace by The Burning Hell from PEI. And at the very top, we heard what? I played five songs in a row, which I rarely do, but it's, you know, got to mix it up. And so that song we heard at the top was Hazardous Conditions. Going to close it out with a new song, recording of an old song by Kelarissa. Kelarissa is about to head to Japan. Her album is being re-released there. And so she is playing in Shibuya on September 17th, and then playing several dates in Osaka and then Okayama on the 22nd. So if you're listening from Japan, make sure to check out Kelarissa. And if you're not going to be in Japan, just enjoy this new kind of acoustic version of her song Ocean Electric. This was the sort of the title track of her last record, which was called Ocean Electro. And this is a very lovely piano edition. Thanks so much to Positive Body Language for tuning in or for calling in from Halifax, and good luck over the next few days or even hours. And thanks so much to everyone who's helped out and pitched in and supported me over the last 600 episodes of this show. I really appreciate it. Catch you next week, although it won't be a proper episode. It'll be a performance by Harley Small, but that'll definitely be worth tuning in for. All right. Thanks, everyone. And I shall see you later.
She's an ocean electric. She circles concentric. She's an ocean electric, coursing through water connected. She's an ocean electric. She circles concentric. She's an ocean electric, coursing through.